Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with Plush Care. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Talking about stadiums and what time they'll be open and what time they'll be closed and what time the gig will be over reminds me of something. I think Joe was talking about this as well on Friday. This is where Leinster and Northampton played at Croke Park on Saturday. A match I didn't see now, to be fair, but a match that, well, Leinster were lucky to get out of. By what you read and what you see. But it was controversial for a particular reason, in that the European professional club rugby people, the people who run the tournaments, said that the fans would not be allowed to drink alcohol during the European Champions Cup semi-final in Croke Park on Saturday. And they said that this was out of respect for the GAA's rules and regulations about alcohol consumption. I'm not entirely sure what those rules and regulations are, but people weren't allowed to drink in the stands at the stadium on Saturday. I'm not sure if it affected the match, might have affected their enjoyment, but it's Daniel Ruddock who was writing about it in The Independent, and he joins me. Now, Daniel, it didn't affect the outcome of the game, obviously, but it became a very hot topic. Why? Good morning.
How's it going? Yeah, I'm not sure why it became such a big issue, to be honest. It really did provoke a bit of a reaction. Not from me now, has to be said. I think it was from another radio station. But yeah, I just thought when I was writing, I just thought it was interesting that it was markedly different. Now, it was 10 years ago when the last American football match was played at Croke Park. But it was just the statement from the GAA then was a clear distinction between GAA events and non-GAA events. So I was kind of wondering what was different. And then also, it has been such a topic of conversation in rugby matches recently in terms of allowing alcohol in the stands or whether not to, and if it affects atmosphere. So it was just an interesting point, I thought.
I've been at rugby matches in the Aviva where there's points available to, and you bring them into the stands. I think once people behave themselves and sit down and watch the match, it's fine. But the problem is they don't. They're heading off for a rake of points 20 minutes into the first half. That's the problem.
Yeah, I think especially Irish games in the last 3-4 years, especially at the Aviva, I think it's less an issue with alcohol at your seat. It's more people attending the game in terms of the price of the tickets. And it's probably fewer people who really want to be there and more people kind of maybe want to seem to be there or just, you know, it's part of a corporate gig. So it's just whether it's anything to do with actually having alcohol at your seat or whether it's the clientele at a game, per se.
Is it a thing that you're not allowed to have a drink in your hand during a GAA match at Croke Park?
Yeah, so you can drink out in the concourse, but you can't bring it to your seat. I think that's always been the rule, to be fair. It'd be the same at football matches in the Aviva as well, or I think it's a blanket ban across England as well in terms of having alcohol at your seat.
Rugby's always been different, I suppose.
Yeah.
So it clearly didn't affect the result of the match. But I know that other stadiums, Twickenham have put in alcohol free zones, and they have done it in Wales as well in the Principality.
Yeah, so in Wales they had fairly large antisocial issues, I think, in 2018, 2019, that's where they brought it in. I think even in 2021 they had some fan run onto the pitch and tackle one of the players when he was potentially in for a try. And Twickenham trial it this year, but they would only be kind of 4,000, 5,000 areas of the ground where they have alcohol-free family zones. So it's still, you know, you can still drink freely in your seat in kind of 90% of the stadium.
One thing that you mentioned, families, one thing that does bother people, I think, and I noted it, maybe I was only watching it on telly, I wasn't there, but at the Rugby World Cup, there was obviously a lot of families there. It's a great event to go to a match with your parents and stuff. Drink being consumed in the presence of children, some people were looking at that and saying, maybe we shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, like, I think when you look at the online reaction to kind of, like, obviously it's kind of mountain of molehill stuff, but I think most people are kind of in support of not being able to drink at your seat in terms of kind of public discourse on it. But I think in terms of drinking in front of children and things, you know, is that different to anywhere else in life? I'm not sure a stadium is really, you know, separate to kind of a pub during the middle of the day, or, you know, there's children going to be anywhere. You know, it's not, I don't think a stadium is going to be anywhere different.
Right. Interesting. If and I think it might be the case that Croke Park will be used again, if not for a rugby, then for a soccer. Do you think this will continue? Will they continue to not allow it be sold?
Yeah, I don't know. You assume, like, potentially if there's a Leinster Munster URC final or semi final.
Yeah,
I think the Aviva Stadium's still out of action in terms of the Europa League final. So, and it won't be PCR. It'll be URC. It'll be Leinster and Munster. So it'll be, you know, vague. It'll be interesting to see if they do change it again, or if it is, because it's not particularly sure or not particularly clear whether it came from the EPCR going, oh, that's what the GA do, we'll do it, or if the GA was saying, well, we do this, so don't do it, you know? Okay. So I think it will be interesting if there is a Leinster-Munster game in Croke Park at the end of this season, if they change it again, because obviously that'll be a massive event. You assume that'll sell out as well in terms of 80,000 people there.
Oh, yeah, sure, it sure will. Daniel, thank you. Daniel Ruddock, no beer at the rugby in Croke Park. There's beer at the rugby everywhere else, there's beer, but no beer at the rugby in Croke Park. Question, I didn't make it down there for the Munster game in Parky Queeve, that great game earlier this year. Was there beer allowed there? Could you bring your pint out into the stand or into the terraces there? Was that allowed? I don't know that. I genuinely don't know. Well, thank you. Can anyone tell me who was there? Was it the Munster match against the team from South Africa? It's gone off the top of my head now who it was, but was there anyone there? Were you allowed to bring your pint down into the stand? And there's a thing, should you be? Like on Thursday week, people will be able to have a drink in the stands or in the terraces watching Bruce Springsteen, or down on the pitch watching Bruce Springsteen. And if they're allowed to have it for a rugby match, then there's a thing. Why wouldn't you be allowed to have it during a Munster hurling semi-final? Why would you not be allowed to have a drink? Sure, the GAA supporters are probably the most inoffensive people with drink in their hands in the world, to be fair. Thank you, Daniel.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.